From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Thousands of American troops are setting up combat outposts throughout Afghanistan. But U.S. government civilians are needed to help rebuild the country, experts in farming, irrigation, the rule of law. And as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, those civilians are not coming fast enough.
When Carl Eikenberry was an Army Lieutenant General in 2007 and in charge of military operations in Afghanistan, he would often ask his field commanders this question.
If you had a choice right now of getting 100 more infantrymen or 10 agricultural experts, 9 times out of 10, the answer would be 10 agricultural experts.
Eikenberry is now the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, and commanders are still waiting for those agricultural experts. Consider this. There are 10,000 Marines in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another 5,000 American soldiers are next door in Kandahar province. So how many U.S. government civilians are on the ground in southern Afghanistan? About 50.
The military is very realistic about a quote-unquote surge of civilian resources.
That's Andrew Exum, a retired Army officer and defense analyst who just returned from Afghanistan. Realistic, meaning those civilians aren't expected anytime soon.
It's going to take a while that the State Department and other U.S. agencies don't have ready brigades that can just be deployed at any moment. So they recognize that if we get more civilian resources, we might not get them until next spring.
Exum and others say success in Afghanistan can only come by providing jobs and a better life for Afghans. The U.S. military says many fight for the Taliban only because they're paid. They call them $10 Taliban. But those U.S. civilian experts who can help boost the Afghan economy and society just aren't coming fast enough.
The way that they are trickling in, and trickling is the operative term, they can't possibly meet the needs in a place like Helmand.
Anthony Cordesman is another defense analyst just back from Afghanistan.
Much of the job will have to continue to be done by the military, working with far too few civilians, and that will be true at least through the end of 2010.
I have no idea what he's talking about. We have a very sustained plan.
That's Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. He's the State Department's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Holbrooke says his sustained plan is to bring in more civilians to focus on economic growth, trade, and humanitarian aid.
Many people have already arrived. I saw a mission which was showing much more energy than I'd ever seen before on previous trips going back 3 or 4 years.
Maybe more energy, but still not enough people. State Department officials say there are now more than 500 government civilians working throughout Afghanistan. Their goal is to double that number by December. Most of those civilians, they say, will be working outside the U.S. Embassy in the provinces. Admiral Mike Mullen, the nation's top military officer, says he believes the State Department has a good plan for bringing in more civilian workers to help the military's efforts.
And my expectation is they will start to show up on the order of by the hundreds, towards the end of the year and the first part of next year.
So what's been the holdup? One State Department official says it's searching for the right people with the right skills. Take a look at the USAID website, and you'll see 50 openings for development officers in Afghanistan. Another hurdle? The U.S. has to build places for them to live in some of the more remote areas in Afghanistan. Then there's the issue of security. Parts of the country are too dangerous. That's preventing private charitable groups from working there as well. The U.S. military will have to make sure those areas are safe, says Ambassador Holbrooke.
You can't have civilians go out unless there's security.
So how do you provide that kind of safe haven for hundreds more government civilians? U.S. officers say that will likely mean more U.S. troops. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.